Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80th Venice Film Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi here with Oliver Masucci from the film The Palace by Roman Polanski. Competition. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Director, because you are the director of the hotel.
That's right.
Which has a hell of a time in that New Year's Eve of the year 2000. A hell of a time, not in a good way, but in a bad way. Because your night is nightmare, basically.
It's basically nightmare, that's right. I met the real director from the hotel, Andrea Schatz, and he told me it's nightmare. It is a nightmare.
It's really,
he said lots of stories really happened in this hotel, mm-hmm. what you see in the movies.
Well, it's true that this is a very high-scale hotel, so the quality of the clientele is very high level. But normally, the high level people are the most demanding, and you are demanded to very weird, if I may say so, tasks in that night.
Yeah. The most funny thing was that we had a lot of extras on the movie, which are the high-class people, which were, uh-huh. And they had to play themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And the funny thing was they had to make fun of themselves, and they were very happy doing this, and that was really nice.
You're right, because this is a big farce about the wealthy and the how strange they can get.
Yeah.
The stranger they can get possible. How were you involved in the project? The first place.
I did a totally different movie. I played a very bad guy, the Hamburger acid barrel killer, and it was produced by a producer who was also involved in this movie with Roman Polanski, and he came up in my trailer and told me today I met my super god of cinema because I'm financing a movie for Roman Polanski. And I asked him, and you haven't told him that he should cast me? And he said, no, I didn't dare to. And then I said, okay, go ahead and ask him. And after a while, he came up to me and said, okay, there is the Italian producer, Luca Barbareschi, and you have an Italian name, so that might suit pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I should talk to Roman Polanski. And I said, when? And he said, now, you have to call him now. And I was in the car. With my son, and driving through Hamburg. And I video called Roman Polanski from the car because I had to call him now. And my son was sitting next to me, and when Roman appeared on the cell phone, my son said, I know this guy from Rush Hour 2. Or Rush Hour 3, I don't even remember exactly. And I said, no, this is Roman Polanski. This is the guy who made The Vampire Hunters and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's just a different kind of movie.
But he was in that movie. My son recognized him. And then I met Roman in Gstaad, and he offered me a role. And he was talking about the role all the time. And I read the script, and I didn't want to play the role because that was the bad guy, which is Mickey Rourke is playing at the moment. Huh? And I had so much bad guys that I said, I want to play the, you know, I want to play the good guy.
Yeah, a nice guy. And it's also like the tone of the film is so funny, so over the top, because since the very beginning, everything goes awry, and there's nothing that goes as it's planned. And you, it seems like it was a very fun set.
It was
very hectic as well.
There was an Italian and a French team, so that was, of course, there was no... I remember when Roman imploded, because there was talking all the time, and they were shouting and doing with their cell phones, and you were playing, and then he had, suddenly he was really imploding and saying, how did Fellini, and how did they all make the movies? I mean, if you're talking all the time, there must be a silence.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had so much to laugh, because it's a very surreal thing, and even when I started to work with this dialect, the Swiss dialect, mm-hmm. in the English, which goes always up and down and up and down. Mm-hmm. Now, we had so much fun talking like this all the time, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, you never know if it makes fun of you or if it's serious. You never know with that tone.
You never know. Yeah. But it's over the top, and it's working with him is a bit like in the theater because he rehearses the scenes like in the theater. So first of all, you do the blocking, then you rehearse the scene over and over again, and Roman plays every character. He's a brilliant actor. Mm-hmm. So he wants to play because he wants to act. And so he plays every character of the scene. Then the actors play the characters. Then he finds a perspective with his viewfinder. So this is a very old school device, but it works pretty good. And he finds the perspective, and then you have to exactly there where he stands on a chair and looks down on you, and from exactly that perspective, the scene is going to start, and the cameraman, the DOP is building his camera.
It was like a ballet, basically.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
And the timing was paramount.
Of course, it's all about timing. It's a comedy, and you have to laugh. And it's always in every scene we had to bring him to laugh. So and Roman was laughing like a little child sometimes. So it was really
and we
funny.
Did as well. So thanks a lot for that. Thanks a lot to Oliver Masucci for the film The Palace. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the 80s Venice Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.